Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Yes,
Julie.
I have a
I'm sorry. What's the name of the person that you're transferring?
Yes, it's Julie. And then last name is Mullen, M-U-L-L-E-N.
Okay. Can you verify the phone number?
Phone number is 530-208-8992.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi, Miss Julie. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And have you gotten an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this matter?
Yeah.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you had any treatments or any surgeries?
Yes.
You have? Okay. And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I had radiation therapy and the craniotomy and the tumor.
Okay, so you did receive radiation and craniotomy surgery. Okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the hospital or facility?
This is South Lake Tahoe Cancer Center. Do you need their address?
Yes, please.
1074 Emerald Bay Road, South Lake Tahoe, California, 96150.
Okay. South Lake Tahoe. You said it was South Lake Tahoe Cancer Center?
Yeah.
Was it Cancer Center or Cancer League?
Is that what comes up when you search the address?
Yes. So there's a few different ones. You said it was the one on Emerald Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So South Lake Tahoe. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I found the right one. Do you happen to have the phone number?
I don't know.
No. Okay, no problem. So I'll just grab it from here on Google. Is that where you were diagnosed as well, or just where you received treatment?
That's where I received treatment.
Treatment. Okay. Where were you diagnosed? What facility?
The hospital, Burton Hospital.
I'm sorry, which hospital?
Barton Hospital.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
B-A-R-T-O-N.
Barton Hospital, okay. And where was that located? Was that in Lake Tahoe as well? Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Was it Barton Memorial Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or the doctor that treated you?
Dr. John Schmidt.
Dr.
S-C-H-I-D-T.
D-T, okay. Mm-hmm. Dr. You said Schid?
John Schmidt. M-I-D-T.
Okay. Okay, got it. Sorry, it was cutting off a little bit. Dr. Schmidt. Okay. And what was the first name?
John.
John. Okay. All right. And then where were you prescribed the Depo Provera? Or what pharmacy did you get it from?
Oh, I don't remember what pharmacy I got it from. It was so long ago.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you remember who prescribed it? Was it a OBGYN or your primary care doctor?
I'm pretty sure it was my primary.
Your primary? Okay. Do you remember where they were located?
It's all part of the same hospital system.
Barton Memorial?
Yeah, it's all part of that. Like, all the doctor's offices and stuff are owned by that same, you know,
they're all the same. Okay. So I'll put that here for the prescribing facility. Okay. And have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then can you tell me what was the date of the diagnosis for the meningioma?
You want the exact date? It was August of 2011.
August of 2011. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
2/22/85.
Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that was injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the usage of Depo-Provera. So did you use the brand name specifically, the Depo-Provera injection?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use it for at least one full year, meaning that you took four injections in 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was once every 3 months, okay. And then when did you first start using it? What was the year?
June of 2004.
June of 2004, okay. And when was the last time that you used it?
The last injection I got was, I believe it was in August of 2011 also.
August of 2011? I'm sorry, did I hear correctly? August of 2011?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, okay. And then I do have your phone number, and then I have an email. Is this the right email? I have juliebean186@gmail.com.
Yeah, but right now I can't receive emails because I ran out of Google storage on my email.
Oh, okay. Is there another email that you can access right now?
Yeah, you can try the same email address at AOL.com.
At AOL.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just because if we do move forward here, so it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. At the end of the questionnaire, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign through email. It's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case, okay? Okay, perfect. So you're able to open up that email, the juliebean186@aol.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, and then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
613-32-3656.
3656, you said? Yep. Okay. And then what is your full mailing address?
It's 1046.
Uh-huh.
L-A-A-L. And then another word, T-A-H-O-E.
Okay.
Boulevard.
Boulevard.
And then under that you put general delivery.
Okay.
In South Lake Tahoe, California. 96151.
Okay, so I heard 81046, and then you said All Tahoe Boulevard?
No, 1046, 1046.
Okay, 1046. What was the name of the street?
All Tahoe Boulevard.
Al Tahoe. Okay. So just one L. Is it A-L or A-double-L?
A-L.
A-L. Okay. Perfect. Sorry. It's just a little bit hard to hear, but I'll I'm just going to repeat it to make sure everything's good. So 1046 El Tahoe Boulevard. And then you said general delivery. Let me see if it'll let me put it on here. Let's see. General delivery. Okay, South Lake Tahoe, California, 96150.
96151.
151. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then we have the medical information. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, I don't have a copy of them, but I can get them.
But you can get them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the last thing I need from you, Miss Julie, is going to be an emergency contact number just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This just prevents any disruptions in the case so that we can continue the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Somebody that lives with me.
Lives with you. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
It's my roommate.
Your roommate. Okay. And what is their phone number?
530.
392.
Yeah.
392. Okay.
9420.
9420. Okay. And what is their name?
Mike.
Mike. M-I-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is Mike's last name?
Do you really need it?
Yes, so I need the full name, just first and last.
Oh, Corrales.
C-O-R-A-L-L-E-S?
C-O-R-A-L-L-E-S.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry, you said E-O or E-S?
E-S. S as in Sam.
E-S as in Sam. Okay. All right. So that's it for the questionnaire here. So what I'll do is I'll send you that electronic document to sign. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, no problem. So I'll stay on the line with you so I can help you navigate the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. They're going to send it to your email and also through a text message. I think it's a link. If you click on the link, it's easier sometimes. So whichever one's easier for you.
Okay. Probably clicking on the link would be easier.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be to your phone number, the 530-208-8992, and you'll see it right now. It'll say Natalia from Mass Tort Strategies wants to send a DocuSign, or it'll say your document is ready, one of the two. I forget what it says.
Yeah, I found it. Okay.
You got it. Okay, perfect. So you're going to be with the law firm Pulaski Law. They will be taking your case. So the page, I think it's just about three pages. So it's the retainer agreement. It says that they have limited power of attorney just to represent you on this case. And then there's a HIPAA-compliant authorization form. That means you give them permission to dig through your medical records so that they can build a case for you. And then I think that's it.
Okay. Oh, where all the little yellow arrows are is where I sign.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they made it really easy. I think they just highlight where you're supposed to sign.
That was easy.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. That was quick. Okay. Yes, I got the notification. Looks like everything's signed. All right. So that's it for this call, Miss Julie. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 to 10 business days for them to review the information. Then they'll call you back. Mm-hmm. They'll do a case verification call. And then they'll let you know what to expect next and if they need any more information. And then they'll discuss all of that with you. So what I'm going to do is I'll send you a text message with the phone number of the law firm and my direct desk line so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.